Now, here he says in verse 2 of chapter 10, their heart is divided. Now, shall they be found faulty? He shall break down their altars. He shall spoil their images. Now, their heart was divided. Actually, they worshiped God. Don't say that they didn't. And down at Jerusalem, many of these people were going down there on the feast days as they'd done in former years, and they were worshiping God. They were great at it. Then they'd come right up and they'd worship at the golden calves, and they worship Baal, and their hearts divided. They go one way today and the next way the next day. And that is the condition, friends, that James mentioned. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And I believe that that is the reason that we're finding so much inconsistency in the public lives of public men today. They talk on one side of their mouth and say one thing, and on the other side of their mouths, they say something else. I'm told that the conversation in Washington among those that are in government today is the foulest speech that you've ever listened to. And some of the leaders today, when they get on TV, why, they quote Bible verses. They look like their halo was just polished. And you think if you look around under their coat, they may have wings sprouting. May I say to you, their heart is divided. And that's true of the church. You can't go into the church on Sunday and say, praise God from whom all blessing flow, and then walk out during the week and take his name in vain and cause him to damn everything that's in sight. My friend, that kind of living is the kind of living that brought judgment upon these people. Now, verse 3, for now they shall say, we have no king because we feared not the Lord. What then should a king do to us? In other words, go down and look at the southern kingdom. Their king's not helping them very much, and he happens to be in the Davidic line. You feel like because of the fact that you've had godless kings and they never had a good one in the northern kingdom, that that's your problem. And again, it's very easy for me to sit here and blame Washington. But where is the problem today? It's in the hearts of men and women, and in your heart and my heart today. Now, will you notice this? Verse 4, he has something else to say here, and this is a good one. They have spoken words. They were very loquacious, great talkers. And today, radio and television and the printed page has made man the most talkative animal that there's ever been. There's no monkey in a tree that chatters more than man does today. Talk, 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 talk. And reams of things that are written today. And friends, 99.44% of it is absolutely junk. It's not even worth listening to. It'd be better if it hadn't been said. And yet there are people being paid today a fortune for saying words, words, words. They've spoken words. And in all of the things that are being said today, nothing is being said about bringing people back to God, returning to God, turning to the Word of God, looking to Christ as our Savior. They have spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. They just talk, 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 and you can't believe a thing that they say. I get rather amused today that a great many Christians say, oh, it's terrible that they don't have people put their hands on the Bible and take an oath. They just say that they will swear that they'll tell the truth. Well, I'm glad they've left the Bible out because they've certainly blasphemed that book. And it doesn't mean anything to them. Why in the world should they use the Bible? I resent it myself when they used to put a hand on the Bible, swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, and then get up and lie like, well, lie like liars lie, by the way. They've spoken words, swearing falsely and making a covenant. And how many people have promised God? How many of you have been down to altars? And you've got down and you've dedicated your life and rededicated your life. And did it help you any? Why don't you mean business with God today, my friend? Thus judgment springeth up like hemlock in the furrows of the field. Just like a ragweed, judgment is coming upon you, just like that.